The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, a happier happy hour. Dom, I'm trying to steal Donald Trump's thunder with credible conspiracies about who his vice presidential pick will be. It's Doug Burgum. And why do I know it's Doug Burgum? Because
why do you know that?
If you put in the Trump Burgum names.com, it takes you back to the Donald Trump website. If you take any of the other opponents, you don't think Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, you try replicating, doing the same thing, you know, just in case they're keeping their options open, just putting all the URLs in place just in case. That's not what they're doing. They only picked one. Trump Burgum. TrumpBurgum.com will take you to Donald Trump's website.
There is some reporting on this from the USA Today's Zach Anderson. The intrigue surrounding who Trump will pick as his running mate grew Thursday after political observers noticed that a website combining North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum's name with Trump's redirects to the former president's campaign website. Of course, he's on the short list to add speculation that Trump could be Burgum could be Trump's VP pick grew when it was discovered that TrumpBurgum.com redirects to DonaldJTrump.com, the official Trump campaign website. Newsweek first reported on the discovery on Twitter. The platform, X, whatever. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt said the TrumpBurgum.com campaign was not created by the campaign. This has nothing to do with our campaign, Leavitt says. The site appears to have been purchased in September of 23 when Burgum was still running against Trump in the 24 Republican primary. Any internet user could have purchased the domain, not necessarily someone associated with Trump or Burgum.
But how does it end up directed to the Donald J. Trump website? You can't just, I can't just point, you know, crudy.com at Walmart's website. They're not going to accept
me. Exactly what Tom did. Domandcrute.com directs to the darnweed.com, right?
Damn it. Tom, what have you done to us?
So, I mean, maybe.
Maybe if it was crudeanddom.com, I'd go along with it.
Trump has said he's threatening to let us know who his VP pick is when he comes to Milwaukee in July.
I've got a few of the text lines, texters I'd like to acknowledge. You can use the same number, 844-967-2789. It's phone number. It's a text number. Dom and Kroot. Kroot and Dom, technically. Nazis and Proud Boys will not make trouble in Milwaukee. But we'll stand back and stand by, waiting on orders from their commander-in-chief, Private Bone Spurs. Things could get ugly after the election if DJT is elected or if he loses. Stay frosty, America. And here is what's interesting about this little missive. Trump's VP choice, the North Dakota guy with the Betty Davis eyes and the Andy Rooney eyebrows. Can't remember his name. Well, it's Doug Burgum. The next vice president of the United States, if you believe the online chatter that we're speculating on. What about this idea? Trump does a John McCain, Sarah Palin, and picks Dan O'Donnell to help carry Wisconsin.
Go for it, baby.
That's what Steady Eddie had to say. Anyways, there are many texts there. I'll share a few more as we go. That was a longer one. Want to keep it moving, Dom. With a debate for this hour, Senate Democrats have added language to the annual defense authorization bill to require women to register for the draft. Good thing, bad thing, Don. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Well, it has prompted a backlash from Republicans and social conservatives and complicates the chances of moving the bill on the Senate floor before Election Day. Women are weak is what your conservative friends want you to know, Dom.
Is that what it is?
They're to be treated differently.
They don't belong in the armed forces. They belong, what, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen?
Conservatives, led by Senator Roger Wicker, Republican from Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, are certain to attempt to remove the provision requiring women to register for the draft, which could present a tough vote for Senators John Tester and Jackie Rosen. They're Dems and, you know, in tight reelection races, let's just say. And Republican candidate Sam Brown, who's running against Rosen, is already making it an issue in the Nevada Senate race. Brown, an Army veteran who was severely burned by an improvised explosive device explosion, slammed Rosen in a video for voting to require women to sign up for the draft. "Look at my face. This is the high cost of war," he said recently on the social platform X. "Amy and I volunteer to serve, and we honor all who serve," he wrote, referencing his wife. "But forcing America's daughters to register for the draft is unacceptable. Shame on Jackie Rosen." Unacceptable. Unacceptable. You got a daughter. I got a daughter. Should they not go through the same requirements as you have a son? I have a son. A couple of them. Shouldn't they all have to register? I mean, I had to register. You had to register. But your sister probably didn't once upon a time.
No, right. Of course. No, I think if that's what we're going to do, everybody should register. And I'm not clear. I understand the dude says, well, this is forcing America's daughters to register for the draft. It's unacceptable. Okay, why? Explain to me why it's unacceptable. I pretend like, you know, talk to me like I don't know. Talk to me like I'm a child. Why is that?
Have you seen his face?
Yeah, man, war is hell. Okay, maybe we should not get into wars then, especially wars of convenience and wars over oil. Maybe we shouldn't do that. And there is a cost to it all. And why exactly, sir, should America's daughters not be a part of that? I still haven't seen. I've seen the articles. I see. Look at my face. You'll be hearing more from me. Okay, but what is the reason? Because you value women so much? Is that what you're... I mean, let's just go there. Let's just say, oh, we value our women so much. Oh, really? Is that how you... Is that what you do? Is that what you're showing? That women, they can't have abortions when they need them, want them, none of your business, sir? You value the women?
844-967-2789 would like to hear from the audience. And I mean on the phone lines, although I read your text. Probably does not. Now, Senator Josh Hawley... You know, the fist pumping to the insurrectionist guy.
Oh, no, I don't remember him fist pumping so much as his arms running as he was running away from his supporters.
Well, that was a little bit later.
Oh, that
when
was
they
later.
Actually okay. Were in the Capitol building, Dom.
Yeah. The Hang Mike Pence Day. I remember that day.
That courageous guy, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, called the provision requiring women to sign up for the draft insane.
He accused
the Biden administration of trying to implement a woke agenda at the Pentagon.
Wait, what?
A woke agenda at the Pentagon. There shouldn't be women in the draft.
Why?
They shouldn't be forced to serve if they don't want to.
Why?
But men should? Like who? He criticized Democrats for wanting to experiment with the military, saying normal people are like, leave our daughters alone. Normal people. Hawley
But take our sons for cannon fodder when, you know, Donald Trump gets mad at his North Korean lover for some reason. That's totally fine. That's fine. Let's do that. But leave our daughters alone.
Dom, Hawley led efforts to strip language requiring women to sign up for the draft from the Defense Authorization Bill in 2021 and 2022. And a group affiliated with former VP Mike Pence also weighed in on the issue yesterday. The group, Advancing American Freedom, wrote a letter to Senate Majority, pardon me, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker Mike Johnson declaring, and here's their declaration, Dom, the notion of the United States of America requiring women to register to fight our wars is simply untenable and must be opposed at all cost. Now, Wicker, the top-ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said he'll try to strip it out of the bill. I'm opposed to that. I don't think this is the time to get into a debate on the floor of either the House about that. We're not anywhere near implementing a draft, and to me, it's a distraction when we need to be talking about the real issues that are immediate. I hope it will fall out either on the floor or in conference, he added.
Crudy, Senate Armed Services Committee Chair Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island, defended the proposed policy change, arguing that women can hold many warfighting positions without serving as frontline infantry troops. Quote, women are doing a remarkable job in our forces today. And if we were in a situation requiring a draft, I think we would need all able-bodied citizens, 18 and above. If we go to a draft, that means we're in a serious, serious situation. It's not like World War II where we need lots of infantry. We need cyber experts. We need intelligence analysts, linguistics, etc. Wait a second. There are a lot of women out there that can do this better than men, he said. He said the intense GOP opposition to the proposal just doesn't make any sense. Senate aides point out the issue cuts across party lines, with some Republicans generally supportive of requiring women to sign up for the Selective Service System, just like men when they turn 18. Senate Republicans already raising doubts about whether the Schumer will even bring the bill to the floor anytime soon, given the dwindling number of days in the legislative calendar before the election. Wicker said, I do hope we get to the floor. It's very important we have this debate publicly. I hear rumblings that the Democratic leader may not bring it to the floor. I hope that can be reversed. McConnell on Monday urged Schumer to bring the defense bill to the floor without delay. Republicans, this is unacceptable. It's insane. It's untenable. But they haven't really articulated specifically why. Is it untenable? Why is it insane? Why is it unacceptable? Because they have vaginas? I'm just curious.
844-967-2789. I think the implication, Dom, is they're the weaker sex to be protected from these horrors and manual labor, apparently, and serving their country. You know, that's men's work that you didn't choose to do. You non-patriotic bastard. 844-967.
You signed up for what? Iraq? Because you were mad that the oil war was going on? What are you talking about? You're going to rip on me?
Susan, you're first. If you're patient, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join the political party. Question of the day: should women have to be forced to sign up for the Selective Service or the draft if it were to be called when they turn 18 like the men do? Apparently, lots of Republicans are against that. It's unacceptable. It's insane. It's untenable. What is your thought? 844-967-2789.
I have some thoughts, but let's take Susan's first. As promised, Susan, appreciate your patience. Calling in from Dunn, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Susan.
Oh, I'm a very patient woman. Actually, I think they should be signed up for the draft. This is just, I think it should be equal opportunity. So if there's going to be a draft, then everybody should have to sign up for it. Across the board. But actually, my whole idea would be just to have everyone have to sign up to do service of some sort for 2 years after they get out of high school, which I think would help a lot of people get their head around what they want to do for the rest of, you know, for part of their life. So that's my whole
now,
idea.
Now, what if so Republicans would exempt you from service if you just go home and have a baby, Susan?
Well... Well, if you go home and have a baby, obviously you can't go get, you would have to have it deferred, but you could add it on after that. Then I guess what I'm saying is that, I mean, why should there are young men who are in the back end of the day were drafted. They had young children at home and they ended up dying. So, I mean, I guess I look at it as though, you know, we're all in this together, so it should be an equal opportunity thing for everybody. So if we're going to have a draft, which I actually have a really strong proponent of that, because I don't think the volunteer army works as well from the feedback I've gotten from members of my family who are in the volunteer army.
Well, come on. So, no. I'm going to disagree with your far-flung family member, Susan, because I was in the all-volunteer army, yeah. And I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. When you sign up for something, yes, you are probably better at the job than when you're forced, compelled to do something, you know, let's say drafted.
Well, but you're still in it. I mean, you're still in it. You still have to do it regardless. And they've changed the...
Yeah, but attitudes are different when you're compelled. You know, you might have to break a rock on a chain gang, but... You know, I do my work with a little more gusto and enthusiasm because it's not compelled of me. Okay. Only Dom is compelled to do this job.
Susan, I'm curious. So though, your mandatory, your thought of mandatory service after high school for 2 years.
What's your
mm-hmm. what would be the reasoning for that? Why do you think that's something that would be helpful? What's the point?
The point is to be able to learn to give of yourself to others. And I think today in a lot of situations, the young people, I hang out a lot with 18 to 22 year old people. I think they're a lot of them are in flux. They don't have a direction. And the other thing is just to have something that they actually have to do and they could get paid for it. I think, you know, I mean, it'd be just like being in the military. You get paid for it for signing up for 2 years. And they could, during that time, I mean, there are a lot of things that people could learn to do, for example, in the trades, all that could be, it has to be a service of some sort, but also it could incorporate education as well. So I think it could be a really great way to get more young people, involved in their exterior community, because everybody's on their social media. So they aren't looking at each other when they're out and about. They're looking at their social media for the most part.
Well, that's not a good enough reason to compel public service, but I do appreciate your thought, and I do appreciate you listening, of course, and contributing at 844-967-2789. Now, Dom, you would never join anything. You're not a joiner. You're not a... I'm not calling you a selfish bastard, but, you know, if I could read between the lines, I might be alluding to that. But you're certainly not going to be a guy that goes and joins the AmeriCorps and gives 2 years, you know, takes a gap 2 years after college. That wasn't your cup of tea. You were grad school and business.
Not. And that's why, and I appreciate Susan's point. I know other countries do similar kinds of things, and I get that. You know, I think if you're forced into volunteerism, it's really... I think it goes against it. It's not volunteering if you're forced into it. It's not really service if you're forced into it. It's a job. It's an obligation. That's not service. That's a do this or what are the consequences? I don't want to do that. I'm 18 years old. I don't want to do that. You do that. You want to do that? You do that. And, you know, the other thing is and we're talking about what, having the potential of Donald Trump being the president again. We have a lot of military actions, but not a whole lot of wars. But it seems like we're always dropping bombs or something's happening somewhere. And I'm not clear that I want to be subject to the whims of a guy like Donald Trump. Say, oh, you know what? We got a hell of a thing going on here. We're gonna start the draft. You know, no, thank you, man. Political wars are not something that we need to draft people for.
No, thank you. How many people do you think wanted to say no, thank you to the draft throughout the course of our nation's history? No, thank you is not an answer, man. Then Leavenworth, buddy.
Would you
sit your ass in the clink?
You think Vietnam was worthy? That was a worthy war. That
you don't get to choose, dude. You don't understand the concept of the draft.
They decided we're not going to do that anymore because these are wars of choice. These are political wars. It's not like the Viet Cong was walking up Brady Street shooting people, man. These are purposeful. It was extended for political reasons, man. These are the exact things why we don't want to get involved in.
So you'd have moved to Canada.
I mean, if you'd have burned your draft card to do that for a guy like Donald Trump or for a guy like Nixon, then knock yourself out. But I don't think that those are the kinds of conflicts that are certainly going to determine the course of American history, man. No.
Guess what? Soldiers on the street or new enlistees through compelled draft don't get to make decisions about whether you're getting sent to Southeast Asia or to the Western Pacific or to the European theater, dude.
I got that.
You don't think there are isolationists all the way back to World War II that wanted to sit this one out?
Certainly. And I think that we haven't had a justified reason since World War II.
Well, I'm glad you think those soldiers were justified in their deaths, but the others compelled in Vietnam or Korea, they're not justified in their deaths.
I mean, I don't know what that means, justify their deaths. I don't think
it wasn't a legitimate, justifiable war.
Was it a political war, Crudy? Yes or no?
They're all political wars, Dom. Their decisions are made by politicians. If there's going to be a draft, dude, you don't get to sit it out. Or if you do, you're sitting your ass in a jail cell.
What if you draft for an immoral war, Crudy? Do you fight an immoral war?
If you're drafted, you show
then
up.
You do. See,
and you can be a conscientious objector. You don't have to kill anybody, but you got to take your ass out in the field. That's the deal.
Yeah. Donald Trump, Commander-in-Chief. Good luck with that.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday. No, it's not Friday. I'd be happier if it were. It's a Thursday happy hour.
Nice wishing, man.
My mind, you've got me a little fired up, man. This debate topic, and if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. First, it started with whether or not women should have to register for the draft, as men are now forced to do. And there is some legislation being put on the floor, and Republicans object to women being compelled. So if you have an opinion there, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. But Dom takes it one step further. Dom, as a male who did have to sign up for Selective Service, you got some federal student funds in college at some point, I suspect, a few bucks. So you signed up for Selective Service. But if you'd gotten drafted and you decided that's not a justifiable or a moral war, in your opinion, you would have sat that one out? Canada?
It's hard to say. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I haven't been presented with that. But certainly, those that decided not to engage in an immoral and unjustified war, I mean, if they don't want to do it, there's certainly prices to pay when that happens, if that happens. But that was done. That's a historic fact. Look at the activities in Vietnam. I don't think the kids should be forced to, get drafted
World
to go
War
be cannon to take over Hill Number 5 when you got,
World War II justified?
Politicians directing, attacks from Washington?
You always do. You got a president who is a politician, who is the commander-in-chief of the military. So all wars back to Washington and the Revolutionary War were political in nature. We fight wars over politics. So, yes, some politician ultimately is directing the war. The war effort.
Okay.
But I mean, let me ask you a couple times.
In Europe and the stopping the spread of fascism in Europe and across the world, I see that as more of a threat to humanity than whether or not, the oil flows out of Kuwait versus Iraq. You know what I mean? I think those are different things. One is protecting supply lines, and one is determining where humanity is going to go. How's it going to be? Is it the freedom of the individual or
you're looking at history 50 years or 20 years in the rearview mirror. Do you think
real time right now? If you don't take that history and that knowledge and apply it to the present, what good is the knowledge, dude? Yeah, you take those things into account. That's why we don't have a draft anymore, man. Because people recognize that.
We don't have a draft anymore. We most certainly are prepared to have a draft should we find ourselves in a position, regardless of who the U.S. president is, in a position where we've got a war where we need substantial manpower that the voluntary force is not able to provide, right?
Yeah, I get
dude,
it,
if there's a draft, man, we got a war going on.
We have selective service. We got to sign up for it. We haven't had a draft since the Vietnam War, right? What? And they changed that. Why? Because of the political instances and the situation and the blowback and the pushback.
Changed what?
The Vietnam War.
Changed what?
What
did they change, dude? We still sign up for selective service. What changed?
You can sign up for selective service. You're not forced to go. It's one thing to sign up at the post office, man. I'm signed up. So if there is a draft, then now my number might get pitched, right?
Yes.
That's
different
than actually being pulled out of your home, put on the bus, and sent to the place, sent to basic training. Those are two different things, yes?
Yes. Well, we aren't currently in a war, so we don't need a draft, Tom.
We're not compelled to do that anymore, right? Not since Vietnam, right?
Yes, currently there are no wars to fight where we would need a draft. That seems logical, but where am I missing your logic?
I'm asking you, why do you think the draft
peacetime draft, dude? What are you talking about?
Why do you think the draft stopped after Vietnam? Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think
we haven't had a conflict large enough that would demand the manpower, dude? Because I can tell you, back in 90, I joined under H.W. Bush and even back then, Dom, I wasn't really down for Republican politics. But you know what I didn't say? Well, damn it, it's a Republican commander-in-chief. I'm not taking his orders. He must be unjustified. This is an unmoral decision. Because you know what? You don't get to make that decision as a grunt. You don't get to.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why I'm not fond of being a grunt.
Well, okay, fair enough. No one that got sent to Vietnam was very fond of being a grunt or cannon fodder either, Dom.
Well, some people signed up specifically to go do that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about those that – we're talking about the draft now. We're talking about compelled service.
You know, when you got someone who got a DUI and now the threat is, you know what, your punishment will send you off to war. I mean, that's not – I don't think that's justified. I don't think that's right.
Who do you think's been fighting the wars for the history of this country? Poor people and working people. People that had few options. People who didn't have rich daddies to get them out of it. People who didn't have...
Yeah, right. Couldn't get the bone spur excuse. Yeah, I got it, man. I got it.
So you're telling me that you as an individual get to decide whether or not you are compelled into service during a time of a draft. Like you're the individual that you're above the compelled service of the draft.
Yeah, what I'm telling you is I will absolutely make up my own mind and my determination and suffer whatever consequences may be. I'll make that determination. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
I'll come see you at Leavenworth, 844-967-2789. You ain't that fast. Melissa from Madison, welcome to the party. What do you got for us?
Hey, Melissa.
Hi there. So the original question was, should women be signed up for the draft?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I correct on that?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. So my daughter and I were listening, and she made a wonderful comment that I thought I got to call in and say. Mm-hmm. I don't think women should have to sign up until we're treated equal like men.
Yes.
Mm.
Thank you.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, there truly would be.
Until we get the rights back.
There would be a question.
Why would we want to do that?
Well, if you're like Dom, you just make those choices on your own. But let's assume there was compelled military service for females, the draft, if you will. Well, pregnancy can become a real thing. I mean, and people do have sex in the military. I can tell you from my own personal experience. I had a girlfriend. So, Melissa, the question I would have is, I think it absolutely is linked. And I think Republicans, if I understand, resent the fact that U.S. service members who are stationed in, let's call it a red state, since Roe v. Wade, and you're impregnated, and you cannot be pregnant, or your duty doesn't permit it, or you just choose not to have that baby. You know what? The U.S. military would fly you or send you to a state to have a legal abortion. Republicans, of course.
Really?
Yes. And Republicans.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, but Republicans are against that. They don't want you to have the freedom, even as a military person, they don't want you to have that autonomy over whether or not you have a baby. And when you're in the military, literally, you belong to the U.S. government. They might as well stamp it on your ass. You are the property of the U.S. government. You go get a tattoo, you have damaged the U.S. government's property. I mean, that's the attitude they take. And I certainly would say from a woman's perspective, I think you and your daughter, and how old's your daughter, Melissa?
She's 23.
Well, sounds like a smart young lady.
Yes, she is. You met her.
Oh.
We've met before on Willie Street.
Awesome.
Willie Days last year. Yeah.
Cool, cool. Melissa, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Oh, did Melissa bring cookies last year?
Did you bring cookies, Melissa?
No, I did not bring the cookies. It was not okay. Me.
You could bring cookies tomorrow, Melissa. I'm sure we'll be hungry for cookies again.
Okay.
Say hi to your daughter for us. Thank you for contributing.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I think that's a great point. And you know, we get to define what equal is. But whatever it is, it ain't it right now. That's for sure.
Well, I don't know how you could compel a woman's service in the military but not give her the right over her own body, understanding
well,
that...
If
sometimes women are raped in the military, too.
Could Uncle Sam force the abortion? You know, what if you want to have the baby? You're the property of Uncle Sam. No, you're not having that baby. Mm. Can they force the abortion?
I'm less clear. I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah, 844-967-2789.
They can force you to lose some weight. They'll cut your calories. They'll make you do more walking, more sit-ups, more hiking, more running. 844-967-2789. I did not have weight problems in the military. I was a skinny fella, you know, skinny and buff. Eric from Lodi, you're next. Welcome to the party. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Hey, so, Prudy, you're not your own best advocate on this discussion. You keep talking about, how it's the poor, how it's the... uneducated, whatever, you know, the criminals that are kind of being put into the military during Vietnam, but not the rich guys, not the privileged people.
College deferments, et cetera. Sure.
Sure. But you're also talking about how women, they have their autonomy, bodily autonomy and everything like that, which is all great. I agree with that. But here's the thing. If it's okay for a woman to choose not to go to war or to have her baby, which keeps her out of war, why, you know, to have her own bodily autonomy, why is it not right for somebody like Dom to say, hey, this is my body. I don't feel like getting it put in front of the cannons just because somebody says I need to go fight for somebody's oil wells.
Eric, maybe
you
it's
know what
the...
I'm
Yeah, I do know, because maybe it's the selfish instinct in me, because when I was a 19, 20-year-old kid and I did join the military, it was purely out of financial need. I didn't have parents to lean on. I was a ward of the state of Wisconsin, and while I was not given the option, join the Army or go to jail, I knew there were actions I were taking that were putting me on a wrong path, Tom. Let's just say that. And that was before we became friends. But I would say that it's the kids like me that ended up serving this nation and going to Vietnam. And I did meet my DNA daddy once upon a time, a few years ago, met him on the radio, actually. He got compelled to go to Vietnam. He was a draftee who served in the theater, as did my uncle, his brother. And I would say, Dom, I didn't grow up hearing these war stories. I didn't grow up with some, you know, romanticized image of war. That's not what I'm saying. But if people are compelled, it burns my ass to no end that there are people that think, well, but I'm better than that. That's for poor people. That's for other people. That's not for me, because that's the way it has been, Eric, as you point out. But for those of us that always ends up being those people, and I was one of them, you know, kind of frost my ass. I'm just saying. So maybe I'm not always arguing.
You were not compelled to join.
No, I was not. No, but there were financial circumstances and stuff that made me feel compelled to look at a military experience or something of that sort, because I couldn't afford the college on my own, man, because nobody's bailing my ass out because I'm working full time and barely making the grade. You know, it's hard. You can't work 40 hours a week, go to school full time and figure it out. At least I couldn't. I'm not that cool. You know, and working 3-4 nights a week of partying. You know, that's the real effort in the schedule making. You know, they're turning our former once great college into porn you, Dom.
Porn you. I heard that the former chancellor, still a professor, his job on the line after his OnlyFans page. But UW lacrosse, I mean, since we were there, it's been porn you. I don't know what you're talking about. There's so much sex happening on that campus. I think you shouldn't really worry about it too much.
You know, my son and his soon-to-be college roommate are heading up to porn you tomorrow morning. They got to leave at like 5:30. They're getting registered for classes. I would tell them, take Professor Gal. He's the coolest. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. This debate can continue if you choose. 844-967-2789. Yes, I compelled my son to go to my alma mater. Because someone's got to pick up that half credit I'm missing.
Fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, if you want to chime in, hit us up on the lines, talk or text right now, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I have been occasionally perusing the text line. Here's one. WMDX Texter says, nobody should be forced to sign up for the draft. Well, that's not the way it works, but I'll keep reading. It's a lie that it's equal. Poor people are always the first to go. I agree with that. You can force me to die for my country, but I can't drink a beer. Well, that was a point Ron Johnson made once upon a time on our show, right?
But can't you drink? You can drink a beer in the Army if you're underage, is my understanding.
I always did. They had no qualms serving the boys in uniform, to my experience. I was 19, 20 when I joined. 20? Not yet 21. Because I was still not yet 21 when I came back from the Army and I had my little incident with the Coon Creek. A little bit more. This country doesn't give a crap about its people. Why should I die to support them and their big money donors? Philosophical. A few more here. I'm just getting in my own way. Llama from Madison says, if you want more kids to join the military, just tell them not to. I like the reverse psychology. Jill from Madison says, my perspective as a woman is that the Republican stance on women in the draft is patronizing, insulting, and unpatriotic. I agree that if there ever needs to be a draft, and I think, Jill, you speak well for me here as well. I agree that if there ever needs to be a draft, everyone should participate. You know, if we get to the point where there's a draft, this is World War III. But anyways, Dom will consider.
I mean, we'd have to, again, we'd have to wait and see, and hopefully we never have to get to that point, but that may not be the case. Maybe it's just for some oil.
Dom, there are more than combat jobs in the military. You know, maybe looking sexy could be your role, just standing there.
And they talked about it in the article at The Hill, you know, the cyber jobs, intelligence jobs. Yeah, there's lots of things. The armed forces it covers all sorts of different careers, let's call it.
You'd make a fine bookkeeper in camouflage. Jeff from Sherwood texts in, draft would make these wealthy asshats look at the way a president or other elected officials would vote for an immoral war. Bone spurs would no longer be an acceptable deferral. What else we got here? What else? If you really believe that the draft is okay and you just have to do it, you are dumb AF. This country only believes in protecting its money. Why do the poor always have to suffer? Anyways, more chicanery beyond
that. Lots of class discussions, and I think that's appropriate because that seemingly is the case in much of the history of warfare in this country.
Someone said, Dom, don't make Trudy hunt up dishonorable discharge papers for you. I don't know if you would. Yes, I'm sure you could get dispelled dishonorably in some short period of time.
But and the contractors, right? That's the other thing too. It's not just like the enlisted. It's just also the budget and the contractors. You know, the formerly enlisted that are now, you know, they're getting paid. And if I recall, we had a couple of the vets that had did the walk across the country thing. We talked to them years ago, and one of the stories that stuck with me, and I think it was, you know, during the second Iraq War, is that they as combat vets had to protect basically the supply lines of trucks going in and out of, you know, dangerous areas, leaving the fort, going across the wilderness and getting to where they had to go. And that as such, they had a contract with a contractor, the U.S. government, the Army had a contract with this supplier, and they had to run those trucks. And even if those trucks were empty, they still ran. And they had literally had these vets, these folks, enlisted folks, protecting an empty semi truck because they had to fulfill the obligation of the contract to go from A to B and back. I mean, that was an anecdotal story the guy told us on the radio. I was like, well, damn, that seems stupid and inefficient and dangerous, but the money flows. I mean, it's about the money, isn't it? Isn't it always?
Depends on if you believe Eisenhower or not, Dom. You're probably part of the military industrial complex. Yeah. Let's try to sneak one or two more in. Hoosier Bob, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. Just a couple points. One, Vietnam and the end of the draft. Walter Cronkite had a great deal to do with that when he started showing the actual number of body bags coming into the state. Instead of just showing one military cemetery, they started showing all of them. And that created the uproar.
Bob, appreciate your contribution. Catherine, you get the last word. About 30 seconds. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to add to what the gentleman said before, and that's that so many people were returning and were against the war. They got drafted, didn't want to go, and you had the big protests, like in 1968 especially, where the front line of the protest marches would be the Vietnam vets against the war. They'd be in their wheelchairs and this and that. And the mood was turning against the war so strongly that the draft just wasn't working very well anymore. Now the way they draft is not by drafting, but by money. You're so poor, that's your only opportunity is to join the military.
Yeah, that's the way I felt. Catherine, really appreciate you listening. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Rich, for your hard work. Don't forget, we'll do it again on Friday. It's not a draft, but we are compelling you to listen each and every day.
You must be here.
Just 3 hours.
Hey, it's not us. It's a commandment. What can we do?
Have a great evening.